Let's shine upon us one more time as we greet you in peace and thank him for this opportunity to again be blessed by his holy word. Hey, family, remember, this is a partnership. Help me spread the good news by sharing this message with at least 5 people. Our word for the day is, hear his voice. In Hebrews 3, verse 7 says, that is why the Holy Spirit says, today, when you hear my voice, do not harden your hearts. Who is the Holy Spirit? According to John 15, Jesus says the Holy Spirit is our comforter. He's the one that Jesus said, I'll send to you. You see, the Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit represents Jesus. The Holy Spirit refers to our comforter. In Greek, the word is parakletos, which simply means the one that's called to our side to plead our case. Simply put, the Holy Spirit is our divine helper in the earth realm. He helps our infirmities, and he teaches us how to pray as he testifies to the risen Christ. Can you hear him? Because every day the Lord gives us an opportunity to hear the Holy Spirit. Do you hear his voice? He is also the one that's responsible for manifesting the gifts and powers that God has given us in our lives. The question is, how can we receive help from the helper if we never hear him? And today, I want to challenge you, out of all of the voices you hear, make sure you hear his voice. It's the voice that matters. It's the voice of God himself. It's called the Holy Spirit. And today, when you hear him, do not harden your hearts. I'm going to encourage you today to have a wonderful, blessed day. But you can't do that unless you hear his voice. He is our comforter, the Holy Spirit. Hear his voice and then give God some glory. In Jesus' name, amen.